medium, ghetto, intelligent, her conversation, so won't you come hang with the gang? Relatable topics from coming up broke to the nonsense, they all come along with these dames. From trust funds to trapping, we cover it all in with laughter, so won't you come grab you a seat? From Oso Othello, you know that we medium, ghetto, and nothing can even compete. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to Medium Ghetto Podcast. So this episode is going to be about answering the question, do men want to get married anymore? So I see a lot of posts online about questioning if men want to get married more. Then we got like thousands of comments underneath being like, nah, we want to get married still, but such and such. And then it becomes like a gender battle or something like that. But today I'm here to squash it right now. But beforehand, make sure you subscribe to the Medium Ghetto channel on YouTube. Make sure you follow the Medium Ghetto Podcast on Apple Podcast, a Spotify podcast, anything that involves a podcast. All right. But with that being said, let's get straight into this. And yes, I'm not wearing my glasses today. I'm blind right now. You got it. So a recent study by the Pew Research Center showed that in 2019, about 4 in 10 adults between the ages of 25 and 54 were unmarried or living with a romantic partner. The numbers are up by 29% since 1990. This begs the question of why people, especially men, choose not to get married these days. First of all, it's a bunch of people living. Let's get to that part. So a bunch of people living with romantic partners who are not married yet. A man knows what he wants and who he wants to marry within like the first 2 years of meeting someone. We already know men are very decisive. If it's taking 10 years, my man, he might need some therapy or he got to figure out why he does not feel up to marry you. So let that be known. It's a little bit of a red flag right there. Men are very decisive normally. One is, it's financially and emotionally risky. And what I mean by financially, let's say if we get married, we don't get a prenup. Shout out to prenups. We can lose over 50% of our income. And we work very hard for our income. And what a man brings to the table is what most men look at as their value. So if you're taking 50% of what they work for and their value per se, right? Men only win 10% of all custody cases. Only 10%. That means 90% of fathers out here who fought for custody have lost. 90% of fathers out here who fought for custody have lost. That's a big risk. So why even get married? But for me personally, I'm most likely getting a prenup. And I've got nothing wrong with prenups. Let me know what y'all think about prenups. For me, I think a prenup is more so a way to protect you, both people. And if we get more in a relationship, we also have a post-nuptial agreement. But prenup allows a man to have, not to just secure all the money, but also allows the man to have a marriage on his financial terms and what they agree upon. So it's not all about keeping the money or being scared or not giving your 100% in the marriage. So let's get to it. Societal pressures of being a provider. This is a big one, right? So men, we work hard from our 20s to our 30s. And a lot of times if we don't feel like we can make it and we do not make enough, we don't feel up to actually getting in a worthy relationship. We may have low self-esteem about this. We may not want to marry you because we don't want to fail. And it's a lot of pressure. We don't even want to get into relationships because we know we can't provide. A lot of men don't know how to handle these new dynamics. So we're just having trouble figuring it out. Also, going on to it, like, life dreams and your career seem to be over. So the one thing we're doing is this, we're keeping marriage for last. And we can be 30 and 35, we can be 40 or whatever. And if we don't feel like we hit the height of our career, we might not want to get married per se. We feel as though like the obligation to our family, our wife, family, kids, we feel as though we're going to be given more of our time and our health, our wealth to other people. So for us to enjoy more, us to focus, to get more, we'd rather focus on our careers and our dreams. But I think it's a misconception, because with the right people and the right family, you can have a healthy relationship where you can still work on your dreams. You can still work on your goals. You and your wife can work on your goals together, and they can be a lot faster of hitting those common goals. The gender dynamics changing is crazy. So we have men support groups now and men right movement groups that these men are feeling as though since the patriarchy is going down, a lot of the rules are against them. In my opinion, though, it's not like a lot of rules against us. Patriarchy has been around for so long, you don't have many rules for you because you've always been in charge. But now, since there's more equality and gender roles, it's pretty much gone. It's a lot more to sit back and think about. That we really have to think, yo, what is my role in this relationship? When you were a provider, it was easy. Just a provider, they could stay home. Woman, wife could stay home, clean, cook, all that stuff. And that's it. You pay for everything. She does that part. And it allows her to have a role in society. But now she has an equal part role in society as well. And she's a more fulfilling life is just as much as you. So guys, we got to get over that part, right? So it's totally fine. And people are starting to see that with women making more income, marriages have stopped. Because a lot of men do not know how to work in these dynamics. We got to figure it out. I feel as though, for me personally, with this new thing, it can heighten the levels of like love. We have to figure out how to love. A lot of us are confusing like love with need. And men are dating girls who need them more. I don't think that's a good idea, because that can get you trapped. So they are women targeting men for marriage and divorcing them and maybe having kids by them. So they can live, these high level men can give them money for the rest of their life and they can live off of it. So just find someone who needs you is not good, because they might know what love is. They might confuse love with need, which I've seen many times over. So with that being said, but I'm for the new dynamic. A lot of people are scared of like the whole 50-50 thing. But here's my thing, right? Men, modern men, I don't think it's not like, I've done the dynamic when it was like 90-10, right? They're paying for some of the groceries. They're paying for the electric bill. We're hardly home, right? So it's not really electric bill. It's not really there. And here's the biggest thing, right? If you're paying for majority of that, like it's draining for a man sometimes, especially if he can't really afford it. If you can afford it, great. A man will pay for you. We love to provide. We can afford everything for us, and you keep what you keep. If you have a growing man, if you have someone who is working on their career, working on their finances, getting things stable, things are still not all the way stable, you got to be a little bit more accommodating to that man, right? So you actually got to care what that man, like what his financial goals are. You got to speak to him, and y'all both got to be honest. What are your financial goals? Like, firstly, for me, I'm single. Mainly one is the pressure of being a provider. At the end of the day, like, I like to provide, but guess what? I have to get over. I have to get over that pressure by saying, yo, like, we got to reach a deal. Like, you got to work with a girl that can work with you. And what I mean by that is this: if somebody wants to go 50-50, that's cool. If someone's going 720, that's cool. You will never both give exactly the same amount. So y'all just get over that. That's how much bullshit. So what you got to do is find out what works best for y'all, because this is a teamwork you're working out. Why men marry though? Let's get to that part. Love and compassion. So we marry for love and compassion. Nothing feels good for that emotional connection. Marriage provides a committed partnership and a deep bond with a life partner. Like, shared experiences are amazing. That's like a love. That should be like a love language. Like, shared experiences, that quality time, love language is really important to men. We want to invest this quality time into that one woman. So just having a deeper emotional connections, and the more things we can do, going on these trips, going on these vacations, going out, experiencing so much of the world together is an amazing thing. Feeling all these different things like astonishment, hope, just feeling and shared emotions together is on another level that many people appreciate. And that's why men would marry, number one. Share goals and value. So men will marry you if you guys have shared goals and values. That's very important to me. Let's say, I'll be transparent. A lot of relationships in my past didn't work out. because my goal was, yo, I'm about to get this money, flip this money, invest this money in passive income, generating assets. And then my partner's, yo, I'm about to go to the club. They're smoking, they're drinking, and it's just about fun at that moment for that girl. And in my head, my investments is important. So I'm saving the money, investing. We're both serious with each other, then we should really be investing to each other's future. So if I'm dating someone with shared values and goals, we have a common goal, I love it. And this is what I want to do. I want to invest in them. I don't care how much money you got. I want to invest knowledge, time, or whatever. So both of us together got different expertise. Right. She might be marketing. I might be business process or whatever. And we can work together to create this awesome bond, this awesome chemistry, to build assets, everything like that. We're better together than without each other is what I'm getting to. But that's only if we have shared. We can only use those assets if we have shared values and shared focuses. Whatever someone does that day, that's what they made priority. So remember that. Don't believe the words. Believe only the action. If that person was like, yo, I'm going to wake up early, go to the gym, they made the gym the priority. If they text you every day, they may text you their priority. If they're saving for a house and they purchased the house, they made that a priority. There is so much you can do and so many distractions that you could fall for if you don't have your priorities straight, per se. Marriage often provides a sense of emotional support and stability. Men may seek a partner who can offer understanding, encouragement, and a safe space to express their feelings. Commitment and of marriage can foster emotional security and a sense of belonging. First of all, I knew a relationship was going down when I got sick for 2 weeks, right? I don't know what was up. It was something with gluten in my system. I was sick for 2 weeks straight, so I missed a bunch of paychecks. I was late on rent. I was this and this, and I'm a nonchalant dude. And I was just holding so much. And I finally let the person said, I finally let the person know what was going on, why I was so stressed, why I was so distracted all for a little bit. And they just was like, oh, okay. I'm like, wait, you don't want to talk? She didn't want to talk about it. She didn't really care about how I felt about the shit. I won't even lie. That relationship was over at that point. At that point, I was my exit plan. Because if I can't have those conversations with you, I don't even want you. And emotional support is important for men who do a lot. Like if you, a little transparency. If you got a food catering business, you're at a podcast, you have a full-time job, then you're dating someone as well, you need some emotional support. There's a lot of things and a lot of people who are or like who you're involved with. There's a lot of emotional intelligence needed to like stabilize that mindset and stabilize that focus to hit them goals. If you're the right woman for me, then you will be able to help me with some emotional support and keep me focused on those goals. But because at the end of the day, the goals that are met, they're going to just benefit you anyway. Guys are looking for a woman who would build a family with. If a woman can't build, a man most likely will not be interested in them. If we see, I will date you. We might date for fun. We might go out, get brunch. But I will never trust myself to take that step forward into marrying you and especially having kids with you if you can't even build a family. When you leave your parents, you literally you're starting to create your own family. And if you got a shaky foundation, I don't want nothing with you. We don't know how to build. We just know how to take, and you're laying the bricks and then taking it. It won't add up. So a lot of men, we don't like that at all. When we start seeing things like that, keep saying you're a taker, not giver at all. And you are really just in this for you. And it's not a relationship. You just, what do they call them? Jones. A parasite. And the next is this legal and financial benefits. So men marry for legal and financial benefits. So the good thing about being married, right? We get tax deductions. We can buy bigger homes. We can put our income to get bigger assets together. So there's a lot you can do with marriage. And I think a lot of people miss those boats about being married because they don't know the benefits of being married. We just think it's a piece of paper. We just think it's an expensive party, and we don't realize two incomes together can change your life. You could both invest into each other and change each other's lives over 10 times as fast than just by yourself. You could do more together than by yourself. There's so much power in that. In this episode, on a good note here. So I was reading along on Facebook, right? And it was this awesome post. And it was giving advice. It was in a dating to marry group on Facebook. And I thought it was dope, right? And it was like 10 reasons or something you should marry somebody. And I'm about to go over. So one, marry someone you can associate with on all levels and not be ashamed. Two, marry someone that knows your fault and accepts you just as you are. So that's what love is too. You're not always going to be happy in marriage. Just because you're not happy in marriage means you should cheat. Just because someone's not happy in marriage means they're vulnerable. It just means they're not happy. It's okay to be unhappy for a moment. Happiness is not every day in a marriage, first of all. But what I'm getting at is this, that you got to accept the person's faults. They're not going to be perfect. They're not going to be the perfect height. They're not going to be the perfect this. They're not going to be the perfect personality. They're not going to be this perfect. They're not going to be... They might not be the brightest bulb, right? They might not have everything together, but you still love them and you accept it for that. That's what love is, accepting the faults no matter what. Marry someone that loves you enough to tell the truth that you do not want to hear. This is important, right? I think this is what I'm looking for too. I'm looking for someone to be like, yo, Jamar, I love what you're doing. This is great, but you really need to do this if you want to get it moving. And this is how I see it working. I'm a private guy. I'm very independent, very hyper independent, right? To the point where I know what I want and my vision is on it. So if my vision's on, I'm like hawking it down and pushing people out of the way and just figuring it out, right? So with that being said, I slow myself down and I'm going to listen to you because that insight could push me forward. And that's what I'm looking for. Someone that's not going to just go along with it just because at the end of the day, she benefits. Someone who's going to elevate me, who's going to push me. Marry someone with whom you can be transparent with, honest and sincere. Girls, they can't take the honesty. And I get it. There's a difference between being brutally honest and honest, caring about someone's feelings and how they're thinking of how they are feeling in that moment and how they would possibly feel if you told them this. But being honest, like sometimes it's hard to be honest, but if we can be honest to you, that emotional connection will be there and that emotional trust will be there. Six. Right? Marry someone who needs you and who meets your needs. Let's get to it. So if we marry someone who needs you meet and who meets your needs, that is a good part. That's compatibility right there. That's like shared values right there. Right? So y'all can do more. Because at the end of the day, if they're not meeting your needs as a guy, that's why we're not getting married. Listen, you're not meeting my needs at all. And sex ain't just a need. If you ain't meeting my needs with the stability, the support, you got to talk about it. You got to communicate what each other needs are. And if you just communicate first and communicate the expectations, then everything's going to work out. Argument only starts when expectations aren't met, right? When expectations aren't met. And when you have unknown expectations and you're going to harbor, it's like premeditated resentment if they do not know what the expectations are. Keep that in mind. That is meditated resentment if you have expectations for someone and they don't even know them. You just hope they're going to get it. It's not going to happen. No one reads minds, right? Marry someone who is committed to help you realize God's purpose and potential for your life. Yo, if you got someone who makes you feel like you're doing the right thing, and I know many of us guys, we question if we're doing the right thing to get the job done, to realize our plans for God. If you have someone there that can help you anchor on your purpose, that's a really big, I think, ups for that. Marry someone that stands for you and by you in everything. That's what I mean. One thing I believe is this. I take it. I don't argue in public with my girlfriend or my wife or whatever. So we don't argue in public. We're going to have that discussion at home. And if someone's trying to bring them something about them in the background when they're not there, I'm still going to stand by them. Listen, we are a house that stands together. That's what's important. And lastly, this is just a feeling for me. I think it's more of an emotion. Marry someone that God has chosen for you. And this is what I mean. Like, you ever felt that's the one? If you feel like all these things coming down the checklist, if all these things are matching, then you have found the one. And I think that's the person that God has chosen for you. Once you have that feeling and that, it's a wrap. So once everything just draws up, that is what's going to make you get married. So men, the question was, do men still want to get married? Yes. The reasons are those, right? Don't forget to subscribe to the Medium Ghetto Podcast on YouTube. And do not forget to follow on Apple Podcasts. All right. Peace out.
It's Medium Ghetto when we think you watching for listening, viewing, and tuning on in. Joining the left of the facts and for summers to cap, we can't wait till we do it again. You know we love you and we gonna see you next time again. Thank you for joining the gang. If they ask about us, don't fret, just tell them we Medium Ghetto, it's all in the name. Yeah.